Hey glow getters, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood hype woman, and welcome back to the Confidence Glow. Today, we're diving into something super juicy. Self-compassion when the world feels like it's throwing shade your way. Ever find yourself bombarded with criticism or judgment? Maybe from a boss, a friend, or even that little voice in your head? Yeah, I feel you. It happens to all of us. But here's the thing. Learning to be kind to ourselves, even when things get tough, is seriously game-changing. It's about choosing understanding over self-criticism and recognizing that we are all human, worthy of love and acceptance, screw-ups and all. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, right? We mess up, we stumble, we make decisions we later question, it's part of the journey. So how do we navigate those moments when criticism or judgment feels like a tidal wave crashing over us? Well, my friends, here are 5 golden nuggets to help you cultivate that self-compassion muscle. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, become aware of that inner voice that's constantly judging you. What does it sound like? Is it harsh, unforgiving, or maybe even a bit sarcastic? Once you identify it, you can start to challenge its negativity. Remember, your inner critic is just a thought pattern, not the truth about who you are. 2. Treat yourself like a best friend. Imagine a dear friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Probably something encouraging, supportive, and understanding, right? Now, extend that same kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself with compassion and empathy, just like you would a beloved friend. 3. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When criticism pops up, acknowledge it, but don't let it define you. Observe it like a passing cloud in the sky. It's there for a moment, but it eventually moves on. This mindful approach helps create space between you and those negative thoughts, allowing you to respond with more clarity and self-compassion. 4. Focus on your strengths. What are you really good at? What do you love about yourself? Make a list of your talents, accomplishments, and positive qualities. When self-doubt creeps in, remind yourself of these strengths. Celebrate your wins, big and small, because they matter. 5. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, everyone. There's no such thing as perfection. So when you mess up, and trust me, you will, don't beat yourself up about it. Learn from the experience, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're working on a project at work, pouring your heart and soul into it. You present your ideas to your boss, expecting positive feedback. But instead, they criticize some aspects of your work, making you feel deflated and doubting yourself. That stings, right? Now, imagine 2 different scenarios. Scenario 1. You take the criticism personally, wallow in self-doubt, and start to question your abilities. You might even avoid taking on future challenges for fear of being judged again. Scenario 2. You acknowledge the feedback, thank your boss for their input, and identify specific areas you can improve. You recognize that this is an opportunity for growth and learning, not a personal attack. Which scenario feels more empowering? Exactly. The second one allows you to bounce back stronger and use the criticism constructively. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being complacent or ignoring valid feedback. It's about approaching challenges with kindness and understanding towards yourself, allowing you to learn and grow without letting criticism erode your confidence. So my awesome glow-getters, let me leave you with this. Be kind to yourselves. Celebrate your wins, embrace your imperfections, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, regardless of what others say. Now go out there and shine. And don't forget to share your thoughts on social media using hashtag TheConfidenceGlow. I want to hear from you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.